Hi, everybody. You're listening to Conspiracy Theories in Unpopular Culture. I am your host, Isaac Weishaupt. And as you maybe could ascertain from the title of the show, today we're going to discuss the Facebook whistleblower, the Facebook downtime, as it were, the Facebook conspiracy. And you're going to say, well, Isaac, you already did a show on this, and you are correct. I did do a show on this. Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, they all went down on October 4th for several hours. And the conspiracies flew all around. And I didn't know if I had enough information really worth a damn to give a whole show on this podcast. So I invited Josie Weishaupt on. And we did the double donger, if you recall. Meaning, we recorded the show, and then I posted it on the show called Breaking Social Norms I do with her. And I also released it on Conspiracy Theories, because I thought, well, you know, whatever. Two birds, one stone. And several people commented their dissatisfaction, particularly on the Patreon and Rockfin crew. And I want to keep my supporters happy. And some of you asked for a redo. Give me the condensed version, Isaac. Because the Breaking Social Norms show is more about conversations and distractions and going off topic. Because some podcasts do that. And I appreciate that you all like my show because I try to stick to the theme and boom, boom, bap, get it over with. So, following that lead, I will be providing you this show. A much shorter version, but hey, if it's what you want, it's what I'll give you. And let's start out with what happened. Like I said, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, October 4th, they all went down for like 6 hours. And everyone collectively lost their minds. The stocks for Facebook went down 5% from that one little stunt. Which is pretty significant in the world of stocks, apparently. And there was several ideas about why Facebook went down. Several conspiracy theories. And I will include one extra bonus one that was not on our show because it wasn't really a conspiracy theory back then. I'm going to save that for the last. Well, now, you know what? I'm going to do it first in case you don't want to listen to this whole show. That's how much I like you. This one, because here's what happened, right? And we'll go through the conspiracy theories that I brought up on the other show. But first, a lot of the truthers jumped on this bandwagon of dogging on the whistleblower, Frances Haugen. Many people said she is, in fact, a transgender man. I don't know why that would matter, but that's what they say. Because the truther movement is slowly being co-opted and paid before by the right wing, I believe. That's the conspiracy I believe now. And now people are like, ooh, Isaac, you're on thin ice, buddy. I know, but like, hey, you know what? Like, we have to understand that politics is a divisive, theatrical, ritualistic play to distract us and keep us fighting amongst each other while the elites continue to amass great wealth and power. And they use wedge issues and topics that get people fired up, particularly the Christian right wing, and they'll say all kinds of stuff because they know it gets under their skin. So anyway, there's theories about Frances being transgender. There's claims that this is all a big left-wing conspiracy. And look, here's the thing. I'm receptive to both angles. Like, I do believe there's liberal conspiracies for sure. Like, there's this claim that, well, it's not really a claim. They did use it. CNN is now referring to pre-COVID times as the, quote, before times, which is absolute insanity. I mean, the liberals have lost their damn minds completely. So in some ways, I get it, right? Like, we have to call out this crazy cancel culture stuff going on, censorship, which is a flip-flop of the 90s. The 90s, it wasn't really like that. The liberals were always fighting for the free speech. Anyhow, let's not get into this. But there is, and shout out to Phil Goodrich, who sent me a tweet, because I said, why do we all hate the whistleblower? What happened? Because, like, aren't we against Zuckerberg and Facebook? Don't we agree that they spy on us and use our data for nefarious purposes? They toy with our emotions. I talked about the emotional contagion experiment many years ago on the blog. And you can Google that, right? That shows up. That was a real thing they did. They were messing with people's timelines 8 years ago. And they got, basically, they admitted to it. Trying to see the reactions. It's like social media should be called social engineering. And here comes a whistleblower basically revealing that, yes, they're social engineering us. So when I watched the 60 Minutes interview with Frances Haugen, the whistleblower, I thought, oh, okay, well, this is good, right? Let's call out Facebook. Let's call out social media for all their manipulation. But for some reason, the truthers and the right-wingers are like, no, no, no. Zuckerberg is the good guy. Frances Haugen's the bad guy. Which is why I believe the truther movement is slowly being co-opted by the right wing. You don't think Zuckerberg's got the money to pay off a movement to distract from his actions and make us burn down the whistleblower? But hey, you know what? Let's consider it. Let's consider it. I'm open to hear anything. I am politically, agnostic. Okay, I'm going to read you from the. I can already tell this is not going over well with some people, but that's all right. You know what? All I can do is try to find the truth and try to relay it. TheFederalist.com is the link I was sent. Just from the title of the website, I can tell this has that patriot vibe going on, which is always synonymous with right-wing propaganda. But that's fine. Sometimes right-wing propaganda is correct. Right? All I'm trying to say is that we need a little bit of, equal sort of representation in the truther world of calling out different things. It's like, did we forget that 9/11 was all about calling out right-wing folks? Right? And it seems to be tipping the scales. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I'm completely off base with that. Please advise and let me know if you think I'm completely wrong that there is a very, very obvious right-wing presence in the truther movement. You think? Remember when Roger Stone was making the rounds? Roger Stone was going on conspiracy shows. I think they see the opportunity to take advantage and manipulate a group of people. Because I think there's an awakening movement happening, which is great. People are waking up to the idea that they're being manipulated by all these different institutions. And they're trying to take advantage of that to sort of lay in this extra level of brainwashing. And I'm trying to make people aware of this so that they don't fall for it completely. But the Federalist posts, I'm going to read you right from it. It says, Frances Haugen, the so-called Facebook whistleblower who leaked internal documents to the Wall Street Journal lamenting that the big tech company wasn't censoring enough content, is a confirmed left-wing activist and partisan operative, Federal Election Commission records show. And I did check the link that they provided, which was accurate. A simple search reveals that Haugen, it seemed accurate at least, I mean, I don't know how to necessarily go through Federal Election Commission database, but it seemed like it was legit, I don't know. A simple search reveals that Haugen, who previously worked for other tech giants, Google and Pinterest, has made more than 40 donations to Democrats since 2015, totaling more than $2,000. So, you know, that's a couple $100 a year. Seems like a threat. She has frequently contributed to Act Blue and the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. And in January 2020, she gave money to the congressional campaign of radical Democrat AOC, plus another contribution to AOC's Courage to Change Political Action Committee, according to the Daily Wire. And that is basically what they're saying. And they're saying that they're... I'm trying to see, like, how does this fit in? They're saying that it fits in a weird way, to Trump, right? Because her lawyers are whistleblower aid, and one of the guys from that group was apparently involved in the legal allegations against Trump's phone call to Ukraine. You remember that was a whole big to-do? Because that was a whole phone call where he was trying to get dirt on Joe Biden hooking up one of his sons with a job over there. Which, like, hey, you know what? It seems like maybe this website is correct, right? There seems like some buggery afoot. And that's the truth or argument, is that they're laying out the red carpet for this whistleblower who was on 60 Minutes, in case you didn't know who we're talking about. Because on, oh boy, let me back it up. Sunday, October 3rd, 60 Minutes airs this Frances Haugen Facebook whistleblower article or segment where she argues that, look, I worked for Facebook. They purposefully were manipulating, you know, articles and stuff to stoke traffic. And we need more censorship, was kind of the takeaway. We need more or better censorship. And that's where the truthers are stepping in. They're like, yo, this is all just a big psyop to get people to support censorship, which could very well be a big issue, right? There's clearly a trend of big tech censoring folks. I've already been censored the crap out of by all of them. Most truthers have. Even non-truthers, people who just speak their opinion. And it really is a weird issue going on. And I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what the answer is. But the claim is that this is a liberal front. And, you know, I don't know if that's wrong. I don't know if that's wrong. Now, the Federalist, I looked up this website because I don't know anything about it. One of the guy, it was founded by this guy, Ben Domenech, who's married to Meghan McCain, the daughter of John McCain. And, you know, he comes from this line of elite Republican type folks, right? His dad was the, what was his dad? Douglas Domenech, who was the assistant United States Secretary of the Interior for Trump. And also a George W. Bush political appointee, got in trouble for getting the EPA to hire his son-in-law. I don't know. Anyway, you know, these guys are quite a handful. But anyways, yeah, you know, take from that what you will. You could argue either point, and I'd be like, okay, sounds good. But that's the new sort of conspiracy theory to lump in there. The other conspiracies that I mentioned on the other show, one idea of why they took Facebook down on October 4th was the Pandora Papers. Because October 3rd, the day before Facebook went down, over 12 million documents were released. And here's an explanation for what those documents were. It says, the leak exposed the secret offshore accounts of 35 world leaders, including current and former presidents, prime ministers, and heads of state, as well as more than 100 billionaires, celebrities, and business leaders. Robert Silverman, senior advocacy manager of Oxfam America, said in a statement that the Pandora Papers is a damning reminder that the United States has two separate tax systems, one for the uber-rich and well-connected, and one for everyone else. And what this amounts to is over $32 trillion being hidden offshore, basically. And don't ask me the details on it. I mean, I didn't have the time to read 12 million documents, but someone apparently did. I don't know. How's that work? Some of the big names from this list: Tony Blair, Putin, King Abdullah from Jordan, Shakira, Julio Iglesias, and Claudia Schiffer. Claudia Schiffer, I didn't know she was still alive. Look at her go. Another theory: on October 2nd, there was an article about how Trump is trying to get back on Twitter, which I found curious that 2 days later, Twitter is the only social media that was working that day. All right, everybody. When you hear that music, you know it's a special time. It's the special time of the month.
Ooh, I like how that track sounds.
Where we're going to do our tier four dedications. This show is dedicated to all my beautiful tier four folks. I got five people I'm thinking about right now. This is the deal. Okay, listen up. As you know, I've got supporters, and hopefully you're one of them. And if you're not supporting through the support platforms, I know you're doing it mentally, and I appreciate that just as much. But I started tier four, where we tried to do conspiracy considerations, and turns out I bit off more than I could chew. So I had to switch things up a bit for the time being. And I don't know how long that time will be. Maybe one day if I leave the dreaded day job, I can schedule things a little easier in my life. But tier four is now woke levels on fleek, and you get the dedication. And what the inspiration for this is, back, you know, because I'm an old guy, back in the day, you used to listen to the radio when you were a kid. You were bored. You just listened to the radio, and they'd have like dedication hour, and they'd, you know, people would call in, I want to dedicate this to my girlfriend out there. Played the R. Kelly Bump and Grind, which, you know, that didn't age too well. Didn't age too well, the R. Kelly. But this is in the ballpark of that. Because look, I don't know. How do I make this entertaining? How do I give back to these people that give me so much? So I want to give them a dedication with this little special little love beat, right? Because we're feeling the love right here. So let's shout them out. There's five people, five beautiful people. We got John G. We got Jason F. John P. Josh V. That's four J's, all J's except for Cheryl. Shout out, Cheryl. And everyone's been on the team a long time. I've been on the team a long time, and I want to thank you specifically and specially. Wanted to give you this dedication, something apart from the tier two shout outs, right? Tier two and three shout outs. This is a tier four dedication show. So there you go. I dedicate this episode to you. Thank you for your support. And if you want to join the team, you know where to go. Links in the show notes as always. He sued Twitter to try to get his account reinstated, and it says the new suit cites a law passed in Florida this May that would prevent social media sites from knowingly deplatforming politicians, of course with a Disney-sized loophole baked in. The law would have allowed the state's election commission to fine social media companies $250,000 a day for takedowns involving public office candidates. It also allows residents to sue the companies if they feel they've been treated unfairly, which is almost certainly legally vague. And lastly, it would require that social media companies detail how bans are decided and enforce its policies consistently. Which, look, these social media companies, when they ban you, they don't give you information. They just say you violated the community guidelines, read those. And you're like, cool, well, what specific thing did I say? Because clearly, if I've triggered something, what's the thing? And they rarely ever tell you. The other theory was that 60 Minutes Facebook whistleblower, Ron Watkins, the guy who supposedly is QAnon, the guy from 8chan, he claimed that this was, in fact, the catalyst. for the shutdown, meaning Facebook didn't want people sharing this story because it was a hot new story. And you know how the American attention span is. If it's more than a couple days old, we don't care. Probably, like, you probably already forgot that Facebook was shut down last week or whatever, because you probably didn't care. You probably don't care. You're probably moving on to something else. That's how it works. And he argues that Facebook didn't want people talking about it because it was a hot new story, which I would argue maybe he's right. Just delay this thing long enough to get outraged about something else. So I don't mess with Facebook. It's just like, it's such a breeding ground for arguing. You know, I have a theory about these social medias. I think that all of them go that way. I started getting on TikTok. I enjoy TikTok a lot. I couldn't believe it. That annoying app that you hear the kids always playing the videos, it's actually really great. Because it's more about the videos, and, you know, sometimes it's information it gives you, sometimes it's just a funny thing. Sometimes it's, what do you call it? Thirst trapping. Sometimes there's thirst trapping, good looking people on there. I enjoy it because every social media slowly devolves into political arguments. Facebook went that way. Instagram's going that way. And TikTok's a pretty good place. I'm on there if you want to follow me. I got a bunch of videos, and it's really weird. They'll send some of them viral, and then some of them, like, no watches whatsoever. I don't know how to crack that algorithm, but... link in the show notes. TikTok, I'm on... I think it's just Isaac Weishaupt. Anyway. If you haven't tried TikTok, I was surprised, because Josie watches the TikTok, and it used to annoy the shit out of me, and I'd be like, ugh. Why are you watching this nonsense? And I finally broke down and got on there, and there was a lot of nonsense. I was like, I don't get it. This is stupid. They're showing me dumb videos, but it has to spy on you for long enough that it figures out what you like. And then once it figures out what you like, it's on and popping. Once it spies on you enough and they figure out what grinds your gears and what gets you moving, they'll keep serving it up. Finally, the last theory. QAnon, the infamous 10 Days of Darkness. And the theory is that, and they're still clinging to this. I can't believe it. Trump and company are going to shut down all the media, the social media, and the news for 10 days while they arrest all the global elite pedos. Because they still think Trump's coming back to be the president. He's going to be reinstated. And like I always say, you know what, like, if you've got proof that the Democrats and Biden stole the election, send it my way. That governor from Texas, the lieutenant governor, said he'd give you $1 million if you can prove it. $1 million? I'll take it. Send me the evidence, please. I don't follow this whole conspiracy that well. Like, maybe it is clear that the election was stolen. I know the comments are going to light up because everyone's got an opinion on this. I don't really follow the politics stuff that closely. I've seen a couple of the ideas. Like, they're like, well, you see, they stole the... If you watch the video footage, they're taking the boxes of ballots. And you see them pulling from under the table. And it's like, okay, well, how do we know that means they're stealing votes? I don't really get it. But anyway, if you got the evidence, if you got the proof... Please, by all means, send it my way. I will gladly cash in that $1 million. Newsweek said this. But do you see how politics is such a distraction? It gets people all riled up. And that's how you know you've been manipulated. That's how you know you've been brainwashed. When you are getting upset and fighting with other people about the rights of the elites. The elites have done a good job. And like I always say, the left wing and the right wing are both in this together. It's wrestling behind the scenes. They're all laughing about us in their yachts and limos. I assure you of this. It doesn't matter to them. It's all under the same umbrella. It's all the same spider web. I know this. And I'm not saying every single politician out there is part of this plan. But I think it's like two gangs, and there's a lot of influence that these gang leaders have over the gang. And I'm not saying that in, I'm not going black pill. I'm not saying like, oh, give up on the whole American way of democracy. Let's just burn it to the ground, anarchy style, like Q would advocate for. Because what's the other option? You know, the Q folks want to burn it down and make Trump the fascist dictator. That's what they would want. They would want a dictator. Because they're like, no, this guy knows. Let him tell us what to do. I think they should put in term limits for every single politician out there. For Senate, for the House of Representatives. You need to term limit these folks. Anyway, QAnon. Newsweek said this. QAnon John referred to a post shared on message board website 4chan on Monday, written by someone who claimed to work for a major global internet entity who claimed a global internet outage would hit social media networks and then the rest of the internet and last for 15 minutes. So they're saying that on 4chan, on the politics board, the poll board, before the outage happened, this QAnon John found this post where someone said that. Now, of course, it went down for much longer than 15 minutes, but maybe, right? Maybe this was the blackout. But then Newsweek, they investigated and they claimed that this was actually posted after the outage happened, which is kind of funny. But and it's interesting because I think maybe the Q folks were promoting their event for God and Country Patriot Double Down in Las Vegas, October 22nd. They think that Trump got the election stolen, so they're going to go there to do like a protest for it, right? Which is very bizarre. The whole idea is so bizarre to me. Of the right wing, like they hate the government. They're like, we need to minimize government. We want no involvement in anyone's lives. Literally just pave the roads. Which in some ways I can get behind. I'm like, yeah, I agree. Like, I don't want the government in my life either. I think we all agree we don't want that. And we don't want them blowing our money on crap. We can all agree on that. But anyway, there's this idea that if you get the right people in government, they'll somehow make sure none of this bad stuff happens. So the 10 Days of Darkness, they've been talking about doing this for years. And any time the social medias have gone down in the last like 3-4 years, instantly queued up, oh my God, QAnon was right. The 10 Days of Darkness. But like, no, the 10 Days of Darkness is complete media blackout. No social media, no news. I mean, like apocalyptic type event stuff. And on top of that, I'm not really sure how that would work. Like, why do you need that to arrest these pizza folks? Why not just arrest them? I don't know. I don't understand it. That's why I never agreed with the Q PSYOP. I've taken many shots for that over the years. And so I'm not going to harp on that, because there's some people that listen that are Q folks, and like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everyone deserves a seat at the table. Right? I always talk about this. And that's how I am with it. Like, flat earthers, like, I don't believe the earth's flat, but like, of course, bring those people to the table. I don't know the answer to all of this Illuminati control system stuff. None of us do. But we all need to sort of have respect for each other and listen to each other's theories and ideas instead of having inflammatory content and arguing and fighting. So there you go. That's the whole Facebook thing. I try to stretch that out for at least 30. But, you know, like I said, I brought Josie on because I wanted to stretch it out into a more of a discussion type show, and not everyone loved it. And I know Josie's not everyone's cup of tea. It's totally fine. In fact, if you listen to the Breaking Social Norms show, we discuss it. We discuss the blowback of our show on there. If you want to listen to it over there, it's the review show. But if not, look, it's not going to be a regular thing. And it's very clear that a lot of you were very triggered by the whole thing. So I do not want to piss off you guys. You're the listeners. You're the customer, right? I'm not the guy that's going to be like, oh, F you, I'll do what I want. Like, I'm not really like that. I'm more of a people pleaser. So if there's something you want, I aim to give it to you within boundaries, right? Like, you got to be respectful. Like, some people were disrespectful to Josie, and that burns pretty hard, and I don't respect that at all. But some of you were very respectful and like, look, this just isn't my thing. I like it better when it's just you. And I'm like, okay, cool. In fact, even on the Patreon, Charlie said, it's nothing against you guys. Couples are just annoying. And I'm like, you know what? I respect that. I think that's actually pretty funny. So I get it, right? So, yeah, that's the whole Facebook show. I hope that clarified some things. And I don't know what the answer is. Maybe it's a liberal front, because the liberals are just as guilty as the conservatives of manipulating through the news channels and the sources and the social media. Like, they both do it. So that was actually pretty eye-opening. I couldn't believe that. I was like, holy crap. Maybe this one's real. But as always, you decide. You choose your own reality. That's what I've been saying. And with the advent of deepfake videos coming out, if you've seen that episode of 60 Minutes yet, with Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise was on there playing the guitar, but it wasn't Tom Cruise. It was fake Tom Cruise. If you've seen that, the deepfake videos are coming, and more than ever, we will be choosing our own reality, because it's going to be hard to see what the truth is with your own eyes. All right. Thanks for listening to the show. Like I say, I will be checking the reviews on October 31st, excuse me. If you go to Apple Podcasts, leave a review. I will read it. Not out loud. I'm not doing a show on it, okay, first off. But I will be reading it. So if you got feedback for me, bring it. Drop a 5-star, first off. Don't be hitting me with a 1-star BS. It's going to hurt the show more than anything. Hit me with a 5-star and then tell me where the bear shits. Tell me what you like and don't like, okay? All right. Thanks for listening. And until next time. And you know what? I mean that. I really do thank you for listening, because I challenge you guys sometimes. Especially when I start talking about politics, though, because I know most of you, statistically, most of you are right-wing conservative Christians. I would argue that's probably over half of the show. And I challenge those ideas a lot. So I appreciate that you're strong enough that you can hear some things that maybe you don't agree with. And I try to be respectful, because, like, I don't profess to know it all. But I do want to thank you for listening. And until next time, stay woke.